Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Peggy Brooks. Joining me in the studio is Elaine Whitlock. Thank you for being here, Elaine.
Thank you very much for having me.
Elaine is a member of the Mesquite ISD Board of Trustees, and she's here to tell us about the role of the trustees.
Yes. Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. The role of trustees is really three basic things. The first one that we do is set policy. And policy is oftentimes regulated by state policy as well as local policy. It's very extensive. It talks about communities. It talks about ethics. It talks about all kinds of different issues. You can go on the Mesquite website and look at the policy in all these different areas. There's about six or seven areas there that deal with different types of policy. Also, our next thing we do is hire and fire the superintendent. That is our job. That is the only person that we can hire or fire, because when you hire a superintendent, you hire him or her to run the district. So the rest of the people in the district are under his purview. So he hires people to run the district, and we support him in what he does. So that's our job. That's the only thing that we can do is hire and fire. You know, you hear rumors of people, well, I'm going to get on the board and I'm going to have this person fired or that or whatever. That can't happen. You're only one person on the board. You know, you don't have agendas when you hire and fire a superintendent. You hire a man or a woman who best suits your district. The next thing that the board does is the budget, okay? Also, the board sets the tax rate. The tax rate is cut into two different rates. You've got your M&O, maintenance and operation, and your interest and sinking. Your M&O is where the large state contribution comes, and it has to do with teacher salaries, supplies for students, et cetera, and it is 97 cents. And actually, it's 96.64. And you've got your interest in sinking. Well, that's your bond money. And it pays for facilities and infrastructure, things like that. And it's 48 cents. So your tax rate is $1.44.64, to get really specific. We monitor that and do the lowest possible rates to benefit our community and to support our students. So we adopt the budget. The budget is a very long process in the district. And it starts really early. And the thing I think as a board member that's most important about the budget is making sure that what we designate as funds is for what's best for students in MISD. To me, that's what's important. Yes, teacher salaries are important. That's part of the M&O. Yes, we want to keep the best possible teachers we have. So, you know, it's a long process and has been a crazy process because of our pandemic. That's what we do. Those are really the only things that the board does that we have direct responsibility for.
You said it's not just one person. So how many members are on the board?
There are seven of us.
Okay.
You know, and you are one vote on the board. You are part of a team. I think that's really important that we all like each other. We get along. We solve our problems with discussion, and I'm very proud to be a part of the board.
And you referred to policies. I'm assuming that you go to the Texas Education Agency or somewhere for training?
Yes, we do. Board members have to have a certain amount of training. TEA says, Texas Education Agency says, you have to have X number of courses. The legislature says you have to take this course or this course. And then there's other courses that you take that benefit you throughout your being on the board. I think if you're a new board member, it's 16 hours. For us, it's 10 hours or more, whatever you choose above that. Every year, we have to go back and get training.
Elaine, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
For Community Focus, I'm Peggy Brooks.